using technology to keep an eye on the fracking industry. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Some people think drones could help detect pollution and dangerous leaks from the oil and gas business. Reid Frazier reports the technology is taking off, but federal regulations could hold back the use of these drones.
Inside a former bowling alley, the future of environmental protection could be taking flight. Dick Zhang is CEO of Identified Technologies, a startup that makes small drones.
We can fly up to 40 miles an hour. That's the safety envelope of our operations.
Zhang is showing off a model he's calling the Boomerang. Basically, it's a tiny helicopter programmed to return to a docking station. It's rigged with several devices tucked inside a small carbon fiber body.
Well, right now, we got three sensors facing down. It's an actual camera. There is something called optical flow, and that's basically what you put on the bottom of your mouse to track, you know, where it's moving.
Drones are gaining in popularity for agriculture and construction, but oil and gas could also be a popular use. Zhang has already leased several units to oil and gas companies in the Marcellus Shale region to map and survey their sites. But there's another use he could see for his drones.
There's a huge opportunity to get in the methane detection.
That's because of pressure on the companies to limit emissions of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas and the main component of natural gas. Of course, it's also highly flammable and a commodity, so companies don't want to just let it leak out of their pipes. Right now, pipeline companies look for leaks with handheld devices, either on the ground or sometimes in helicopters. But that's expensive and inefficient. Zhang thinks drones like his could take over some of this work and,
you know, hopefully one to be able to prevent the pipeline explosions.
But drones aren't yet ready for prime time in the gas fields. It's difficult to get FAA permission to fly them right now. They're also fighting a stigma from their original use as weapons used by the military. Pei Zheng is with Carnegie Mellon University.
Right now, people think drones, they think missile coming out of it.
Zheng thinks public attitude could change, however. He's studying how to use drones in hard-to-reach and dangerous places, like a leaky nuclear reactor or a burning building. He thinks they're well-suited to looking for potential problems for oil and gas, too.
They don't get tired, and they don't get forgetful, and they're always paying attention.
Oil and gas companies have already started using drones in the Arctic. But there's a potential for more, says Mariana Sanko. She's an analyst with Lux Research.
In the oil and gas market, you have an enormous amount of existing infrastructure spread out over a massive landmass. So we're talking about millions of miles of pipeline, offshore oil rigs, onshore drilling facilities.
Sanko says the market for oil and gas drones could top $250 million a year in 2025. This could yield much more data than companies currently report, which raises an interesting question.
How much data can we really require these companies to give the EPA, and will the EPA be able to deal with this data in an effective way?
It's a good question, but it might be moot unless the federal government makes flying unmanned aircraft easier. The FAA's recently proposed regulations limit drones to short flights. Advocates for drone use say if those regulations were loosened, it could be good for the environment. That's because the longer drones can fly over critical infrastructure like pipelines, the more they'll be able to see. For the Environment Report, I'm Reid Frazier.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.